Today's daf is daf Yud Chet, and we are holding in the middle of a sugya over here, in which Rabbi Yochanan claims that he's been exposing pearls. And finally, Abaya came to agree that, well, he really has exposed a pearl. So what was Rabbi Yochanan's taina? That wherever you have something that is a ma'aseh beit din, so that the beit din made a takana on such a thing, then you cannot claim parati. You're simply going to have proof that you were porea, either with a shtar or with a, if there is no shtar, then with a receipt. There's nothing to do about it. And yesterday, Abaye agreed that, in fact, the Mishnah that says that a woman who presents a get without a ketuvah can nonetheless be over her ketuvah, indeed is based on that idea, that is takanat beit din, and that you can always be toveya takanat beit din, unless the guy has a receipt. Even though initially Abaye had rejected that, he said, I don't see any pearl over here, because maybe the reason that you can collect is because the get is the ketuvah. How is that? It's referring to a case where they don't write a ketuvah, and therefore the get is relied upon as the document that gives you the ability to collect your ketuvah. But maybe in a finami, in a place where you do have a ketuvah, maybe in fact either you present your ketuvah or the guy can tie the parati like on any other contract. So where is the marganita? Where's the pearl? In the end, Abaye turned around and said, oh, that's a mistake. He's right, there is a pearl. Why is there a pearl? Because the Mishnah couldn't possibly be limited to a case of a town where they don't write ketuvot and the get is functioning as the ketuvah. Because if that were the case, and in a place where you do write a ketuvah, a woman would be unable to collect without the ketuvah, then we run into an impossibility. The impossibility being that a woman whose husband died after erusin, by definition, would never be able to collect if the guy would say parati, because there is no get, because he died. And there is no ketuvah, because it's a makom shein kotvim ketuvah. So, therefore, obviously, what we have to say is that it must be that you can collect even without the get. Why is that? Because Rabbi Yochanan is right. Because Rabbi Yochanan, who said that once there's a takanat beit din, you have to have proof positive that you paid, must be he's right. He was right all along. So what we did yesterday is we attacked Abaya's contraction. In other words, his retraction. He retracted his taina against the Mishnah being a riot Rabbi Yochanan, based on this idea. No, I was wrong. It must be that actually a woman could collect even without a get, and it's Rabbi Yochanan is right. So the taina to Abaya was, how do you even know there is such a takana? You're claiming there's a takana that a woman gets a ketuvah, even mina erusin. Maybe she doesn't. And we brought a number of different rayas that there is, and we showed, no, that's not true. Every time we brought a raya, we had no way of proving that it wasn't simply referring to a case where he happened to have written a ketuvah. But who's to say, if he didn't write a ketuvah from the time of the erusin, who's to say that the rabbanim were metaken a ketuvah? That's what we were in the middle of yesterday, and we, as of yet, have not found a raya that a woman gets a ketuvah mina erusin, which, of course, tears apart everything that we discussed yesterday, because the only reason that Abaye retracted from his attack against Rabbi Yochanan's Pirush of the Mishnah was because, gosh, since there is obviously such a takana, it can't work unless Rabbi Yochanan is right. But maybe there is no such takana. So, we are holding on daf yudchet on the second line, and now the Gemara attempts to bring another proof. The Ella, the proof positive that a woman does have a ketuvah and an erusin, is because of Minatoni Rukhiya Bara. Look at this. It says in the Braita, Ishto Arusa, a kohen who is married to an Arusa, so, and then she dies. Lo onen velo mitameila. He, as a kohen, does not become osur in achilas kachim because of aninut, because of her death, because erusin is not considered to be the woman who is miyuchedet la. It's not she'iro. She'iro, by definition, refers to shared flesh. There's no shared flesh in erusin. So, therefore, he's also not metamela. He's not allowed to go to her funeral. And the opposite would also be true. V'chein hi, lo onenet, if he dies, then she is not asura in achilat kodashim. V'lo mitam alo, and I hear obviously it doesn't mean she's not allowed to be mitama because there's no iser of tuma on her. So what might that mean? It must mean she's not mchuyevet to go to the funeral. Or it might also mean, suggests Rashi, if it's during yontif, she's not allowed to be mitama because of the normal din that B'nai Yisrael are supposed to be mitire themselves during the regal. See to it that they can eat kachin and so on. Maybe that's what it's referring to. But in any event, it says over here that lo unenet v'lo mitamar. So far, nothing to do with our sugya. But here, look what it says. Meita, if she dies, he does not inherit her. And meitu, if he dies, nonetheless, she does collect her ketuvah. Ding, 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 ding. So obviously, mina erison, there is a ketuvah. No, says the Gemara. Maybe in talking about a case where there was a ketuvah, meaning that he wrote the ketuvah. But who's to say that there's a takana, that there's automatically a ketubah. Dilma de katavla. So if you'll say, well, so that what would be a chiddush? V'chitema de katavla maila meimra. And over here, of course, we can't say what we said yesterday, the maila meimra was lafuk in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was only referring to the Tosefet. We could say a guy writes a Tosefet because he wants to show the kiruv that he has to in the fact that he's going to be living with her, but if she never makes it to be living with her, so then he didn't mean to give her the Tosefet, but here we're not talking about the Tosefet. So then we could still say, Maila Meimra, so what's the Chiddush? The truth is, there is no Chiddush. There is no Chiddush. But since we are dealing with a mission of parallels, she dies, what happens to him? He dies, what happens to her? So now we're also saying, she dies, he doesn't inherit her. But surprisingly, we have a non-parallel here, because he dies, she does collect her ketubah. So the Mishnah wanted to put it that way. Not that there's any big kiddush in that. We're just pointing it out. So because of that, meita eino yorsha, that's why it's trichola. So anyway, bottom line is, gentlemen, while we all agreed that there's no raya, that there exists such a takana. So why did Abaye change his mind? That in fact, Rabbi Yochanan was saying there's a pearl lying there in that Mishnah. He was right. That's what Abaye says. Maybe not. Maybe Abaye's original taina is right. What kind of pearl? Maybe it's talking about a makom she'ein kotvim ketubah. Now, what are you saying? Well, but if it's a makom she'ein kotvim ketubah, I mean, so maybe, then maybe an almana is going to lose out. So how could that be? There is no takana for an almana. So now we're left with the original taina. Now here, we have to finally talk about the Tosafot that I mentioned yesterday. Because the only breakdown is in the question of whether almana mina erisin has a ketubah. And therefore, Tosafot's question now becomes critical. Because mina nesuin, of course there's a takon of a ketubah. There was nothing that forced Abaye to say that might, well, what would an almana mina erisin do? What do you mean, what would an almana mina erisin do? If a get is the ketubah, so then what would any almana do? What's an afkamina if it's a mina erisin and a nesuin? And then we would say, maybe enochinam yukatayna parati. So then, what would be the point of making a takana v'ktuvah if everybody could always say parati for an almana? I understand. That's a perfectly good argument. Instead, Abaye himself creates problems for himself by focusing on an erisin, which is completely irrelevant to the whole discussion. And now we end up being unable to prove that there is such a takana min erisin. And now, therefore, we've got a problem. Why did Abaye have charata? Abaye had charata because of nesuin. Who asked him to talk about erisin? He said, now the kasha is very, very powerful. Okay, before it was an interesting aside. Why did we discuss it? But now the whole Gemara is only based on this erisin, and the breakdown in Abaye is based on this erisin. So now we really have to think about why in the world he would have focused on erisin. So Tosfos gives a brilliant analysis of what's happening over here. The Tosfos says, Amana mina erisin. Tosfos says like this. If we would be talking about a makom she'ein kotvim ketuvah, the point is that if a person would say parati, he would indeed not be believed because of the fact that there is no takana of writing the ketuvah. So obviously, if there's no need to write a ketuvah, and yet there is a takana of a ketuvah, so then it stands to reason that there needs to be some mechanism to prevent a guy from just saying, I paid, when there's no possible proof. So of course, that's the takana of a ketuvah, that you need to present a receipt to say that you paid. That wouldn't be a problem at all. The problem would be like this, that in a place where we are kotvim ketuvah, so now, if you're going to tell me that, look, if there's such a thing as not needing to write a ketuvah, and this is basically what our president brought up yesterday, so why do so? Why would we say that there are places where they actually would have to write a ketuvah? And if not, so then that, like I'm saying, says Abaye, and if not, so then Enochinami, Rabbi Yochanan would be wrong, and a guy could say parati. So what would be the point then? The point would be for the Tosefet, which makes a heck of a lot of sense. Because, I mean, take a look nowadays. When we do write a ketuvah, we leave out 90% of the ketuvah anyway. In other words, the truth is that the ketuvah is an extremely complex prenuptial agreement which includes all kinds of things. What happens if she has kids from another guy? And what happens if he will end up marrying another woman and there will be children from that? We have the Benin Dichrin. And what happens if he dies before his daughters with her are married? And what percentage are they going to get of the estate, even if they don't inherit, because he's got sons? And blah, blah, blah. I mean, this is really a very complicated document. Now, when was the last time somebody stood under the ketubah, under the chuppah, and read out the 30-page document of the prenuptial agreement?
It just feels like they are.
That's only when they're being inefficient.
Gibraltar's a little longer.
Okay, because they have that minig about I won't marry anybody else and I won't leave town. And so, but that's those are not part of the Takanas Bezdin. But the Maisa Takanas Bezdin, we don't really read out. So then I could understand, okay, so you know what they did? They dafka gave you an opportunity to read out the ketuvah bedafka for the competitive parts. Right? No, so notice I want to add and we'll pay her this much and she brought in so much. And that's already chashiv. So, I mean, if you don't have a takona to write a ketuvah, so how's that going to get out, you know? So we want you to have that ketuvah in order to have the tosefet, right? But the tosefet would only be, the norm certainly is only at the nisuin, according to everybody. Well, why would he write it a tosefet now? So that would mean that the takona, I would understand, would be at the nisuin, right? Because it would be for the tosefet. But mona umatayim, you would always have mona umatayim. And indeed, he would never be believed to say parati. So therefore, if we're talking about mina erisin, where there's normally no tosefet, no need to write a ketuvah, everything would be fine. But if you're telling me that we're talking about a takona to write a ketuvah, even though we're only talking about mono matayim, which would mean mina erisin, so then that would mean that if she doesn't have it, he would always be nema to say parati. So in a place where they don't write a ketuvah, there should be a takana that you must write a ketuvah. Since there is no, so I must be wrong. Because the only possibility would be, as Rabbi Yochanan said, you don't have to have a ketuvah to avoid the guy saying parati. Rabbi Yochanan is right. You can't sign a parati because it's a maisa bezdin. That's the point. With or without the contract. Memela, Rabbi Yochanan was right. So the only reason that he needed now to retract his opinion, I don't see any pearl, is because of the erisin. But because of the nisuin, he could say, well, nisuin, enochinam, you have to write a ketuvah because of the tosefet. But for erisin, what would possibly be the reason, unless it's like Rabbi Yochanan says? But then that would imply that there is, in fact, a maisa bezdin, even from erisin. And that's what the Gemara now is attacking. Who gave you the idea that there is a takanas bezdin, that a woman gets a ketuvah without its having been offered and written, just at the moment that there's an erisin a year before the nisuin? Maybe there's no such thing. So why did you retract your opinion? Now you have no reason to believe that Rabbi Yochanan is right anymore. And indeed, the Gemara says, this is true. This is true. There must be another reason that Abaya retracted. El Abaya migufa dematnit in kadabay. Abaya didn't need the argument about Amanim and Eris. The way the Mishnah is constructed itself is a proof that Rabbi Yochanan is correct and that there was a pearl lying under them darn hills. What is that? The Isaka Daika. Because what was Abaya's original attack against the Marganita? By the way, it becomes clearer and clearer why Rabbi Yochanan said, if I hadn't shown you, you never would have seen it. I mean, look at this. We've been arguing for 2 days about whether it even exists. Obviously, if he hadn't showed it to us, we wouldn't have seen it. Okay, so now I tell you why I finally understood what the pearl is, says Abaya, because the only alternative to Rabbi Yochanan in the Mishnah is to say, the Mishnah is talking about a place where you don't write a ketuvah, and therefore the get is the ketuvah, so there's no proof that you can collect without a contract and still have no taina parati. That's what I was saying. Because maybe in a place where there is a ketuvah, he could taina parati if you don't present a ketuvah. Who's to say you can't say parati? And that you have to have a receipt. That doesn't make sense, says Abaya to himself. You know why? Because how could a get serve as the ketuvah? It doesn't have any amount in it. So, otu get mono matayim ketiv bay. Now, I know what your response will be to that is. That the gate acts as a ketuvah because what it's saying is, whatever was owed her has not been paid. Maybe that's what you'll say. In other words, as long as she's presenting a get, and the get is not stamped, paid, or torn, that this get serves as a raya that the Maisa Beit Din wasn't paid. It doesn't have to have an amount. Why would it have to have an amount? Everybody knows what the amount is. If there's no tosefet, so then it's either a mana or a matayim, depending on the situation at the wedding. Bring edim as to whether she was a betula or not. That's all. But we certainly at least should be able to collect her mana, correct? So that's what you're trying to say to me. That's not a problem. Once the Rabbanan gave her the right to use this get for collection, so then it might as well be written, mana, matai, whatever she is. So it's command v'ktiv beidami. Why can't he say parati, even though she's got the get? And you'll say, what do you mean? Why can't he say parati? That's the whole point. He can't say parati because the get is not voided. So we'll tell him, well, huh, if the get was really paid as you say, why isn't it torn up? You shouldn't have paid it unless you tore it up. He'll say to you, what are you, crazy? She didn't let me tear up her get. She wants to go get married. If I tear up the get, how's she going to be able to get married? What, she's going to bring the pieces? People will say pieces. Obviously, there was a problem with the get, so the Beit Din tore it up. So of course I couldn't tear up her get. What do you mean? How is she not supposed to have a get? You're talking as long as she has a get, obviously you didn't pay. That's quite a taina. So maybe you'll say, so Amar Lani would say, Moshe Vakten, obviously she didn't allow me to tear up the get. She says, Bina Len Suvibe, I got remarried. Why would I let you tear up my get? V'chitei ma'amrina lei. And you'll say, okay, so then we could have said, look, how did you pay without seeing to it that the Beit Din would stamp the get? That the get is void, they put in a tear in it to void the get with a stamp that says, this get was torn in Beit Din, not because there's anything wrong with the get, but as an indication that the ketuvah has been paid. Signed, ploni v'ploni Beit Din, and so on and so on. Which is what we do, l'maisa. So, I mean, it should have been torn in court with the court's stamp that says, the current get, gita danan, the Karanuhu was torn, lo mishum de gita psulohu, elaki echdol tikva bezim nachrite, only because we wanted to make certain that it wouldn't be used for collection of the ketuvah a second time. So how in the world can you tain a parati? No, because obviously, you understand what would be coming out of such a thing? You'd be saying there's no way to collect your ketuvah unless you go to court. I mean, that's crazy. You have a nice guy who's paying up the ketuvah at the time that he's giving the get. Sorry. We don't allow you to pay up the ketuvah. You have to be sued to pay up the ketuvah. Or wait until there's a court handy to pay. That doesn't make any sense. So therefore, says Abaye, internally it would make no sense, what I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting that a Mishnah that says that there's no problem over here of collecting without a ketuvah as long as she has a get is because the get is the contract. And therefore, there's got to be something in the get. Otherwise, how can he tie up parati? Doesn't make any sense. Why would there be something in the get? If the guy's unable to tear up the get, he's unable to go to the court. There's only one answer. Gosh, Rabbi Yochanan was right all along. Darn it. In other words, ain't ochinami, the guy can't say, well, you know, what can I do? No. Where's the receipt? What? Oh, you're crazy. I'm a chayv to keep a receipt all my whole life. Yes, of course you are. This is a ma'aseh beis din. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. So he was right. So it wouldn't make any difference. Even if I was right, says Abaye, I'd be wrong. Because even if it's a mokum, I don't have to prove it. It's a mokum, either way, he's right. So, yep, there was, in fact, a marganita under them mishnas. Okay. That was fun. Clear thinking. Such a pleasure to see. I love it when a plan works out. That's right. That's his problem. It's not her problem. That's right. Too bad for him. He lost his receipt. Let him repay. That's the pshat. And that's what's tamun in Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. You can't tain a parati. You know my best. I have a little trouble believing it, but I'm watching it. Ah, come on, man. How can you go without the A-team? We're about to strike again right here. The A-team strikes again. Go ahead. Here comes our president right now.
Dr. Heineken
Mishnah. There you go.
Okay.
If ever there was a Mr. T, that's it, right? Matzagi te nashim v'shichurei avadim. Daiteke matana v'shovrim harezolo yachzir. Moving on now with finding various instruments, now we can talk about, how about an instrument of divorce, or freeing of a slave, or a daitiki, which is a verbal will written down now of a shchiv meira, which has great tokef because he's a shchiv meira, or a regular gifting, or a receipt for that matter. So now, do I give these back to the person who wrote it, or do I give this back to the person for whom it was written? Neither. Don't give it back at all, because you can't. How do you know that they were ever used? Maybe the guy wrote a receipt to be ready to give to a person who pays him, but the guy never paid him, so now you're going to give it to him? I mean, on the other hand, what, you're going to give it back to the other guy? I mean, maybe he actually did pay. I mean, so it's not fair. Let them slug it out in court without using this as a proof, because it's certainly Shani Omer Ketuvim Ayu Vinim Lach Aleihem Shelo Nitna. Maybe they were written, but you know, he decided not to give them. Okay, so this is your only problem, says the Gemara. You're worried that actually the guy is screaming, "You can't give her that get. I never gave her the get." Okay, but suppose he had agreed. Suppose he said, "Oh, that's fine. You can give her that get. I mean, that get was written for her." So in other words, time it in limnach shalom, that's not. But suppose he says, "No, give it to her. It's fine. It's new." So then it's fine, right? Because that's our only problem. Oh, yeah? That's our only problem, huh? Problem is, the Mishnah says here, I mean, by implication, you can give it to her at any time. I mean, it could be, what, 2 years later? So afilu lizman merubah, you can give her this get now? How do you know it's the same get that was lost? Maybe it's not the same get that was lost. What do you mean, how do I know? I mean, it's got his name, it's got her name. And you're convinced there's nobody else with his name and her name? Anywhere in the world? There's not another guy that was married to such a person that could have dropped from within the past 2 years? Doesn't it say beferish and gittin, v'raminu? There it says in the Mishnah, maybe gate, v'avadeh menu. Somebody brings the get to deliver and the get is lost. So if he's mitzah ola alter, he finds it immediately, where there was no chance of anybody else coming by from whom a similar get could have fallen, then it's kosher. But if not possible, here you're saying, "Oh, I found the get, let me return." Man, it doesn't help if everybody's agreed. That's not the same document. How can you be sure it's the same document? And imlav pasul. Omar Rabbah, well, that's not really a problem. Lo kash. Because we might be talking about different circumstances. Kan b'makom she'ashayarot mitzuyot. Kan b'makom she'in ha'shayarot mitzuyot. The only time where we have a chashash that there might be another get with the same names is obviously only where, I mean, there are some reasonable chances of such a thing happening. Which means it's a public thoroughfare, and it could be that something fell from millions of people. I mean, so, yeah, so then there's a chance that there was another get like this. But if you're talking about someplace or another where you happen to be, and that's where it fell, then generally people don't walk by there. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that it's the same names but a different get. So in a mokum she'in ha'shayarot mitzuyot, ein ha'chinami. You could find it and return it years later. V'afilu b'makom she'ashayarot mitzuyot. And by the way, when Rabbah said that, I mean, it's not only in a place where there's no shayarot mitzuyot. Because even if shayarot would be mitzuyot, if you know that nobody ever heard of two people of that name in that city being married to two people of the same name. And I mean, that's an unusual kind of thing. If there's no Hulzik Ushnei Yosef bin Shimon b'ir achat, because the name of the city is also in there. So you do not have to be cheshish for this falling out of a parallel universe. I mean, then maybe it wouldn't be a kosher yet because it wasn't in this universe, but really that doesn't happen very often except to socks. To socks it happens, but certainly not to get. So, it's good, huh?
The caravans are frequent.
But if it looks like in that city, then what's the difference if they shout out to it? Shout out to the city anywhere. People you don't know.
But we're not Kayesh, we're a different city of the same name that has two people of the same name. So even if Shairot or Mitzuyot, in other words, we know that in this city there's no chazak of such people. Because the Lotemahach, if you're not going to tell me that Rabbah was only referring to a mokum she'ashayarot mitzuyot, where there's hulzik u'shnei Yosef Shimon b'ir achat. But he was saying, well, if she'ashayarot mitzuyot, even if not hulzik u'shnei Yosef bin Shimon b'ir achat. I mean, remember, this is a four-way matchup. Because we've got two people with the same name whose fathers have the same name, and then two women with the same name whose fathers have the same name. I mean, this is like, really, what are the chances? So therefore, if we don't have that, because we don't worry about such a thing, you'll say, well, maybe Rava does. No, he doesn't. Because he lo temach kasha de Rava de Rava. There was a story that shows you that Rava did definitely held that you have two conditions that need to be fulfilled in order not to return a get. One is that shayarot mitzuyot, so the caravans pass by here. The other is that there is a huxik shnei yosef ben shimon b'otayu. We need to know that there's a basis for the chashash because there were in fact two people of that name. Now we may not be kiyam in their wives, okay, but then already that lowers the chances against such a thing happening. Maybe now it did happen. Because if you don't say that Rabbah holds here that it's got to be talking about Huchziku, then what will you do about the following story? There was a get that was found in the Beit Din of Ravuna. The Shtakta was Beit Din of Ravuna, and it said in that get, Bishviri Mata Dal Rachis Nara, in the town of Shviri, on the banks of the Rachis River, it is hereby proclaimed that so-and-so, Yosef ben Shimon, who is married to Rachel ben Naphtali, and so on. So the question was, could they use that get, even though it had been missing? It was only found now on the floor, the corner of the Beit Din. And Rav Huna was the Av Beit Din, said, you can't use that get. How do we know it didn't fall out of another parallel universe where there was another town called Shviri al-Rochis Nahara? And this was a different Yosef and Shima. You can't do that. Even though we know, somebody comes and says, I was carrying a get like that from Shviri. Well, that's very nice. But, I mean, there may have been another town, Shviri, that had another person like this. You never know. So Rav Chista told Rabbah, listen, you better brush up on your Metziat HaGet Dinim, because I guarantee you Rav Huna is going to be poking you to find out what you hold about this tonight. So you better get to work. Poke Ayin Ba Lo Dila Urta Bo Eminach Rav Huna. Rav Huna is going to ask you about these Dinim tonight. So Nafak, he goes out to analyze all of what he knows about the issue. He's Medayik, and he finds indeed a proof positive that Rav Huna is wrong. But Tzlan Koma Sebeit Din Hareze Yachzir. Now, certainly, Beidina de Rav Huna. Beidina de Rav Huna, I ask you, is that considered to be a place Shasharot Mitzuyot? I should hope so. People come from all over the world to the Beis Din of Rav Huna. If ever anybody's going to come traveling from a parallel universe, that's where he would be going. So if that's the case, it's a Mokom Shasharot Mitzuyot Dami. For all intents and purposes, it might as well be in the middle of Fifth Avenue. And Rabbah is saying over there, give it back. Because it says, Koma Sebeit Din Yachzir. How could Rabbah say give it back? Did not Rabbah just say that a Mokom Shasharot Mitzuyot, you can't give it back? Clearly, because he holds, when I say Shayarot Mitzuyot, you can't give it back, it's only because the other condition is also fulfilled. That Huzik Ushnei Yosef and Shimon. Only then, there I'm saying you can't give it back. But if we have no reason to believe that there are two Yosef and Shimon, Zilolo. So therefore, when Rav Huna would ask Rabbah that night, Rabbah would say, well, of course you could use that get. Was it Huzik Ushnei Yosef and Shimon? So you're going all the way to say that we're going to crush the two towns of the same name on rivers of the same name. I mean, this is ridiculous. Now, so actually, Avad Rabba Uvda, actually Rabba had a mindset where he himself was semech on his own psak in this issue, in a get that was found Bekitna de Pumpadita. It was found in the flax district of Pumpadita, and he relied on his own shita over here, Kishmaite. Now, it's not clear which part of his shita he relied on, because there are two flax districts in Pumpadita. There's the flax district where people come to buy flax, which is clearly Makom Shasharot Mitzuyot. But there's the flax processing districts, which stinks to high heaven, and nobody walks in there unless they absolutely need to, because there's few things that smell as bad as processing flax. So it depends. Ikari Amri, some say, the meaning of the flax district is Eched Mizavdekit, that's the sales of flax. And therefore, what he was semech on to return this get was Vuhu Shalohuziko. There were no two people of the same name, so that even though people come from all over the world to the flax district in Pumpadita to buy flax, doesn't matter because Lohuziko Shnei Yosef and Shimon. So Afagav Deshrich and Shayart, even though obviously it could have fallen from anyone here. And some say, well, no, that wasn't the case. The case was it was talking about Eched Tarokit, no? It was the processing district where, in fact, even though there were two people of the same name, Huzaku, nonetheless, he felt that there was no problem because nobody would have walked here. And therefore, Lo Shchichi Shayarot. So there's not any contradiction between the Mishnayot, according to Rabbah. He says, when it says Motzah, Hareze Yarzir, even the Zman Merubah, it's talking about, and yet it says in the Mishnah in Gittin that you cannot be Machzer unless it's immediate. One is talking about where Shairot Mitzvot, and one is talking about where they're not. One is talking about even with Shairot Mitzvot, but Lo Huzik Ushnei Yosef Ben Shimon, and one is talking about where Huzik Ushnei Yosef Ben Shimon. That's Rabbah's explanation of the apparent contradiction in the Mishnayot. Now, Rabbi Zeira asked a contradiction from the Mishnah to the Braita that's associated, and he asks like this, Rami Mati Tana Braita, and he also gives an answer. On the one hand, Tznana, maybe get Vavanimeno, it says over there, Gittin, you lost the get, only if Mitzaola Alter, only if you find it immediately, then it's kosher. And if not, it's possible. Now, for some reason, Rabbi Zeira didn't want to look at our Mishnah as the problem. We're going to say, I mean, why not ask for a Mishnah? And instead, he asked from a contradiction in Bright. V'ramini, matzah get isha b'shuk, b'zman sha'bal modeh, yachzir li isha. You find a get, doesn't matter when. If the Baal admits that, yes, this is a good get, it should be given to her, give it to her. In a Baal Modeh, then lo yachzir lo lezeh velo lezeh. So why does it say over here, katani miyat bizman shabal modeh yachzir liisha, which would mean afilo lezman meruba? It's basically the same question that Rabbi had. And he answered Rabbi Zeira, kan b'makom she'ashayarot mitzuyot, v'kan b'makom she'ein ashayarot mitzuyot. Now, we really have two reports as to whether he required the other condition of Huchzak Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, even with Shayarot mitzuyot. So, ikeri yam revu she'uchzeku, v'lo na'adir, v'ayna d'rabba, v'ikeri yam re'af agav d'lo uchzeku lo na'adir, pligi d'rabba. There were two opinions as to whether his only answer was the difference between Shayarot mitzuyot or not, or whether he agreed with Rabbah and he said, well, I mean, we don't give it, but when the Mishnah says don't give it back, it's that Shayarot Mitzuyot, and we know that in fact there's a problem that there is a guy with the same name and the same father's name. Okay, so it could be he agrees with Rabbah, could be he argues with Rabbah, but anyway, I mean, Rabbah's discussion makes a lot of sense. One Mishnah is Mashmah, do give it back, and one Mishnah is Mashmah, don't give it back. And obviously, if you have an opportunity to point out a contradiction in Mishnayot to give an answer, that's what you want to do, not point out a contradiction from a Braita to a Mishnah. It's the same answers. You might as well go straight to the source, right? So Bishleima Rabbah, I understand Lo Amar Karev. He's not going to go looking for a brighter where Matnitina Limele Lakshri, it's always more powerful to point out a contradiction in Mishnayot. But why would Rabbi Zeira go looking around for a brighter? Rabbi Zeira, my time of Lo Amar Karev, could have said the same exact discussion by contrasting our Mishnah over here above Metzia with the Mishnah in Gittin. Why in the world look to a brighter? Omar Lecha. Rabbi Zeira will say to you, well, because it's not really a kasha from the Mishnah at all. Because the Mishnah here above a Metziah, the topic of this Mishnah is not the validity of the shtar. The topic of the Mishnah is whether you can return a shtar that's valid. The validity of the shtar, whatever, go find out. I mean, that I'm not talking about. Because it never said you can give it back. It said when not to give it back, right? So a Mishnah that's concentrating on when not to give it back doesn't have to tell you. But even though this implies that you could give it back in other circumstances, of course, that would only be if there were no Shayarot. I mean, I'm not talking about that. Why would I bother saying it? Mashenka in the Braita, it says beferish, if the husband says to give it back, give it back. Oh, now that's a very misleading statement. You mean that in any circumstances, for any amount of time? No. Okay, so therefore we have a contradiction. So now we have to go out and explain the contradiction. But from the Mishnah, you don't even have a contradiction, says Rabbi Zeira. Let's see that inside. So Rabbi Zeira will be Amar Lecha. Does it say in the Mishnah Mikatani, but if he said Tnu Notnim, and then it would be Afil Zman Ruba? It doesn't say that. It's not what it's focused on. Dilma Amar Tnu Notnim, as long as the conditions are fulfilled. Maybe it has to be Lealter, like if it's relying on the Mishnah Gittin, because it's not coming to change anything. So Dilma, the implications are, had he said to do, then you got to figure out, of course, the Olam Kedekaimel and apply the general laws about the validity of the contract called a get. So it would have to be Lealter. So therefore, I prefer to ask from the Braita, where it's stated openly that if the husband says to do, give it back. Now, let me ask you something. Laman di Amar Rabbi Zeira Makom Shasharot Mitzuyot. We said before that there's an Ikeri Amre that Rabbi Zeira argues on Rabbah, and he holds that even though you don't have a Chazak of Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, you still have to worry that maybe there is another Yosef Ben Shimon, right? That's what you said. Now, according to that Man di Amar, that holds that Rabbi Zeira said Makom Shasharot Mitzuyot Afagav de Loz of Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon. And he's pleading to Rabbah. Can you explain to me what the machloket is? Well, Rabbah Sovar, Diktoni Kol Ma'aseh Beitin, Harei Ze Yachzir. You know what it all boils down to? All the way to the beginning of our discussion of this issue. That's what it boils down to. It all started, I mean, how did we get here? This sounds awfully tangential. How did we get here initially? With Rabbi Yochanan. Ol Ma'aseh Beitin Yachzir, right? And that you can't tie a parat. So what does Ol Ma'aseh Beit Din mean? Rabbah understood that Ol Ma'aseh Beit Din means shtarot that were found in the Beit Din and that had been presented to the Beit Din. That's the point. So the shtakach be-Beit Din, which means that by definition, if it includes gittin, which are brought to the Beit Din now to be stamped, that they examined it, and that the get is kosher, the edim or the correct edim, and so on. Well, every Beit Din, by definition, is makom shashayarot b'tziyot, right? And nonetheless, it says yachzir. So obviously, there's this other condition. And therefore, it's only if it was hulzik lo yachzir, but lo hulzik lo yachzir. Otherwise, there's no explanation for saying return kol ma'aseh Beit Din in light of the Mishnah in Gittin that says if shayarot b'tziyot, you cannot be machzir. Because a Beit Din is, by definition, a makom shashayarot b'tziyot. Whereas Rabbi Zeira says, Where does it say Ma'aseh Beit Din in Beit Din? That's not the meaning of that stuff. Mikatani Kol Ma'aseh Beit Din Shenimtzu BeBeit Din. It just says Kol Ma'aseh Beit Din is referring to a type of document, not referring to a place. So La'olam Dishtaka Chavroi, but of course it never implied that it's a Makom Shashayarot Mitzuyot. Therefore, there is no basis for you coming along and introducing something that we never heard of before, Rabbah. Who shows the Koshnei Yosef and Shimon? Who said that? Where does it say that? Where does it imply that? And therefore, I would disagree. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, what's the problem exactly? You're all yelling about the issue. How could we return it? But there's no simple solution. How could we return it? You have to say it's talking about a case where Shayarot Mitzvot versus Lo Shayarot Mitzvot. It's very simple. There are two witnesses that are signed. The witnesses are right here in court. And we say to them, well, you know, we can't give back this get to the guy because even though you signed on, maybe what? Well, maybe there's another guy, but we never signed on another get like that. So how could we be signed on here? I mean, so why isn't that the simple solution? The case is talking about Kagon de Ka'amri Edim, Me Olam Lo Chatam No Ela Al Geta Chapshe Yosef Ben Shimon. I don't care how many people you know are in town with the same name. We never signed anything but one get with that name. So don't come and tell me that this is, you can't give it back. This has got to be the right get. So then what's Chiddush? Well, I mean, after all, if we're talking about parallel universes, I mean, these Adam could have been in a parallel universe too, right? So I mean, that maybe everything matches up, you know? So Kamash Malan, that far we're not Chayesh. There's a question over here whether this means that they actually see the signatures or that we ask the aid. Because note that it doesn't say, and those people happen to have exactly the same handwriting and so on, that it was examined by the court's graphologist. And, well, even that in a parallel universe, why not? I mean, so what makes it parallel? Why isn't it the same? Well, because it was at 1402 and here it was at 1401. I mean, they're minor differences, but you never know. But why doesn't it say that? So some say that Enochinami would be talking about that we call up the Aiden, but that it's not that they say it's the same, that's our handwriting. They're just saying, yes, we did sign on such a get. Now, Ravashi says there's another simple solution. Where we return a get, we maybe will only return the get when it has a sinan, so that we know it's the same get. So that he says, let's say, oh yes, you can actually give that get to my wife. It does have a little nick in the third nun on the sixth line, right? Because I remember that there was a little hole in the parchment there. So if it has that mark, then Enochinami. I mean, so then you've got a simon muvak, and there you know that it's not the same get that somebody else dropped. So it's irrelevant whether Shairot Mitzvot and so on. You're giving it back based on positive identification of this being exactly the same document. So if you go into Ka'ama, Nekev Yeshbo Betzad Ot Plonit. But note that I say Dafka, Betzad Ot Plonit. I mean, you can't say she has a birthmark. Everybody has a birthmark, maybe. I mean, so what does that prove? So if you're talking about giving back a regular Mitzvah, then it's enough to give sort of a general simon, right? There's a wallet with this and this amount of change in it. Okay, but here you're talking about an Issa D'oraita. What do you want to be? Mater and Eshet Ish, based on giving her a get that might not even been written Lishma. That's what you want to do? No way. Unless you have a siman muvhak. Why does he say that, Ravashi? That nekev ba'almalo? Because Ravashi is misupak. Whether the din of simanim that are found by a mitziah, well, we'll give back a person his wallet based on something that certainly it's not all that unusual. I mean, somebody dropped a wallet with the same amount of change in the same place. I mean, that's not all that unusual. But it was enough to give back with. That might have been a takana d'rabbana to make a mitziah easier to be returned to its owner. Because sof kol sof, the Beit Din can make any takana they want with the koach of Beit Din efker. The takana that has to do only with mamon, instead of saying, well, Midiraita, you don't really have proof positive, you're going to have to keep that till Eliyahu Hanavi comes. I mean, doesn't it make sense to make a takana to give it back to the guy because 99% of the time, at least he's getting his money back. And then that 1% of the time where maybe it belongs to somebody else, no, Bezim will be mafkirt. I mean, it makes much more sense than forcing a guy to keep it and not giving it to anybody. But here you're talking about an issur d'oraita. You can't rely on that kind of logic to be mater eshet ish. So therefore, says Ravashi, I'm not sure. So if you want to be mater eshet ish, you better have a simin muvak to give it back because otherwise maybe we do have to be chesh. So he's misupak in general, whether simonim are d'oraita or simonim are d'rabbana. Rabba bar Barchana.
I'm sorry, Ravashi, all these other things will be enough for him. All the
Well, everybody, no, he says we don't have to be talking about that. That's what he said. He's saying there's a simple, straightforward solution without getting into any of this. Guy's got a sin. It makes no difference now. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana actually had a mice like that. And Irchas Lagita Beit Midrash, he lost a get in the Beit Midrash. And they found it. And he said, give it back to me. Because Isimana Ita Begavei. Look, I can give you a simon in this thing. And you could trust me on that. And the truth is, even if I didn't have a simon, itviut eina, if you want to give it back to me, because you're more makshiv, my recognizing it, than the simon, so then, fine, you give it to me for that, adruan yale. They give it back then. But he never knew, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, why they gave it back then. I'm not sure whether they gave it back to me, mishub simana, adruan yale, and even though it wasn't a great simon, but they hold simonim b'diraita, or they gave it back to me because I recognized it, and therefore adruan yale, in which case we have to know that the person who recognizes it is someone who won't lie about it. So it would only be dafka tzur b'midirabona, aval inish de'alma lo. A normal person we won't rely on because he might be mishaker. You might say, because he thinks that he recognized it. I definitely recognize it. These people are not used to being absolutely medayic. We can't trust. Now, obviously, we are much more capable of identifying an object through tviut ayin than we are through simoni. Because tviut ayin, we never make a mistake on, right? In other words, you never mistake, a mother will never mistake an identical twin for being the other twin. Even though there's definitely no simon. But there's a tviat ayin where you say, how do you know? I can't tell you how I know, but I mean, there's no similarity in my mind. Doesn't look at all like the other one. Everybody else, well, okay, so that's tviat ayin. Most of the time, and that's how the Gemara actually proves it. It says, let's say if somebody tells you, do me a favor, call out David Solomon from Shul. I need to speak to him for a moment. You will definitely find David Solomon. But if you don't know David Solomon, and I describe him to you very clearly, you'll walk into Shul and you'll say, I didn't see anybody like that. Okay, so in other words, a simon doesn't prove really anything as much as actually recognizing something, despite the fact that you can't define why you recognized it. That's Caldwell's blink, right? A blink is much more reliable than an analysis. So a tviyas ayin is much more reliable, but, says Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, I don't know whether they trusted me only because I'm a Talmud Chacham, or maybe they relied on the simon. So Mabela, we don't have a raya from there as to simonim d'oraita or not. It was a shliach to deliver a get. He was the shliach. So he said, you can give it to me and allow me to deliver it because I recognize it. No problem. Yeah, we didn't want to divorce him from the Beis Hamikdash.
They had a story yesterday that they had some girls 57 years later found out that they were near neighbors and they were switched at birth. Like the mother was given the wrong baby, each one. And one of the mothers had she had a chashash. She said, I think you're going to the hospital. Was like, no. And then later, 57 years later, one of the ladies' neighbors, 80 something years old, says, she kind of revealed that they had a suspicion from the beginning and checked the DNA testing. They found out, in fact, right, they went to the wrong families. Yeah, each one.
Queen Israel?
Not in America.
Yeah, but that's very common in the early days of the hospital. Very common because they didn't have the hakpada to click a bracelet on it at the moment of birth. They started doing that because of these. The number of these
in other words, they would do it like a little bit afterwards,
yeah,
a couple hours later.
Yeah. By that point, it's one at the same time that the nurse finishes.
Yeah, it's an all white, and it was an all
sort of the same,
and it was an all white hospital back then, too.
Yeah. All right, we're ready for a happy review? We are indeed. Let us go. V'yela miretani repchia ba'am. Ishto arusa lo nen v'lo metamei lo v'cheni lo nen et lo v'lo metamei lo meitai ne yorsha meitu go back to vata. Ha! From Erisin. No, dilma de katavla. V'chi teme ide katavla maila meimra. Meitai ne yorsha et strikale to keep it parallel. El abayim igufa de matnita kada. V'disak le remokam she'in kotvim k'tuva askinan. Where the get is the k'tuva. How can the get be the k'tuva? To get money, my time to be. You'll say, why not? Give it to the kinner of the big vala. Command the cotton bodomi. He could always say, Parat. Vichy came at Abriel and like, no, he parata. How come the get is still whole? He boiled the mikre. Oh, Malon, are you kidding? She wouldn't let me get near that get. Lo Shavakta. I'm Rabbi Inel and Suvime. Vichy came at Abriel and like, so you should have told the court, Lamikre, eh? and to stamp it that with the Gita Dananda Karanua, Lomishum the Gita Psulu, Elakechem Lotigve Bezim Nachrite, then she still would have gotten married with it. Ah, come on, not to call the Magbe Vedino Magbe. Motsi Gita Nashim, Jikureyavanim Daitikim Atonim Shofrim, Hareza Lo Yarzir. Shani Omer, maybe they were indeed Ketuvim or you, but it was Nimach Alem Shalom Nitnan. So in other words, that's the only problem. Time in the Nimach Shalom Nitnan. If the Mishnah gives that as the reason, then clearly that's the only reason. So Omer Tnu, not Nim, without any limit on the time. For Aminu, I may be get Vavad Himenu, if Mitzah Ola Alter, then it's Kasher. Vim Lav Pasu, Omer Rabba Lo Kasher, Kabba Bakom Shah Shairot Mitzuyot, and it's clear that what Rabbi meant was that a field of makom shasha'erot mitziyot only if there's a problem of uchzik u'shnei yosef and shimon b'ir achat. Because if you don't agree that that's what Rabbi meant, we're going to have a real problem. And Rav Huna claimed chashina l'shnei shvirim. So there's nothing, there's no way to give it back. And Rav Chista warned Rabbah, you better be poke ayin, but the Lord of Babin of Ravuna, Nafak dak v'yeshkach, titznan, ko ma'asei beit din, hareze yachzir. For beit din of Ravuna is certainly a makom sha'asharot b'tziyot dami, and nonetheless Rabbah's claiming yachzir, clearly, am a yuchzuk shreyos ben shimonim, ilolo, and actually, ofad Rabbah uvda, like he held, in the Kitna district of Pumpedita, Kishmaite. So Igri Amre, the Kitna district is the place where Mizavne Kitna, and it's a Mokum Shashayot Mitzuyot, Vuhushalohu Zekwaf Pitishke Shayarta. The Igri Amre meant the district where they soaked the Pishtan, the Taro Kitna, Afagav the Uzeko, because it's low Loshkika Shayarot. But there were two possible conditions, and therefore we're not certain which one wasn't fulfilled and allowed him therefore to return it. Now Rabbi Zer, Rabbi Matin and Abraita gives the same answer approximately. Tznana maybe get vavani menu mitzol alta kashem yimo basul. What do we do with the Abraita that says matzah get isha b'shuk b'zman shabal modeh yachzir l'isha ina bal modeh lo yachzir lo lezeh v'lo zezeh katani mit b'zman shabal modeh yachzir l'isha mash mafil z'man merubah. Umishani Rabbi Zera kan b'makom shasha'erot mitziyot kan b'makom she'ina shasha'erot mitziyot. Now over there, it's not clear what he holds about huchzik u'shnei Yosef and Shimon. I mean, ikri amri v'huchshu huchzik u'delo nahadim, and that would be an agreement with Rava. And ikri amri afagav delo huchzik u'delo, you better not give it back. And he's pleading to Rava. So bishleim a Rava lo amak Rabbi Zera. Obviously, you'd rather ask from a missioner brighter, right? So matita limele lakshia. But Rabbi Zera, why did he go to the Braita? My time alone like a rabbi. Amar lecha, because you can't really ask from the Mishnah. Mika tani, ha omar tnu notnim afilu zman merubah. That doesn't say anything about that. Dilma, ha omar tnu is the implication notnim, with, of course, the application of the general rules of the kasher for the shtar. I mean, obviously, it's leaving that up to the reader. Liyodam kedekai malon, which is lialter. And what about Lamandi Omer? According to Rabbi Zeir of Abakum Shairo, Shairot Mitzuyot, you cannot give it back Afak Abdalo, which would mean that he's pleaded to Rabbah. But Maika Miflegin, well, Rabbah Sovar, the statement of Kol Ma'aseh Beit Din Arezi Yachzir means Kol Ma'aseh Beit Din in Beit Din. Vishtak Beit Din Askina. And certainly a Beit Din is Kamakum Shairot Mitzuyot, in which case, who? In which case, who shuvzeku lo yachzir lo zeku yachzir? This is no other explanation. Rabbi Zera Malacha Mika Tani Kol Ma'aseh Beit Din Shinimtzu Beit Din. All it says is Kol Ma'aseh Beit Din yachzir. Maybe Leon Dishtak Achavroi in a Mokum Sheina Shayarot Mitzuyot. Rabbi Yirmi Omar, forget about the Shayarot. It's irrelevant. It's talking about over here. Kegon Deka Amri Eidim Miolam Lo Chatan Ralo Get Achav Yosef Ben Shimon. So you'll say, what's the chiddush? Look, I mean, my other tema lechus dum is ramish makish mavainim kedim also, you know. Gamash brana, that far we're not chayish. Ravashi yama, kigon dekoma, nekev yesh betzat ot plonit. Vedavka betzat ot plonit. Avodekev bi alma lo. Ravashi is Mesachkele with a Simoni Ardioraita, or only Drabonin, in which case you would need a Simon Muvak, which is definitely reliable even the Ardioraita. Rabba Barbachana Irkas Le Gita Be Medrasha. And he said to them, okay, it doesn't matter, give it back to me. Guys, come on, I gotta give it to the woman. So Amar, Isimana Itabigabe, Itviot Eina Itabigabe. And they gave it back to Madhuan Yale. Amar, but I'm not, I don't know why, you know, I was a little embarrassed to ask. So Loya Dani should the Simona Adruan Yale, because it was Simona Dioraita, Imish Tviot Eina Adruan Yale, and then it would only be because Dafka Tsubimirabona. Abo Inish Vyama Lo.